Good morning, everyone. I hope your day's off to a great start. We thank God for another day and another episode of our EBC Prayer Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Victoria Haddad. I'm the First Lady and co-pastor of the Elion Bible Church Apostolic in New Jersey. God is our refuge and strength. He will keep us focused on Him. We should trust Him and believe that God would do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think for. And because of that, we can join with the songwriter that said, "Lord, I'm staying in your presence. And I won't give up or let go or give in, because we are trusting and depending upon you, because you are our refuge and our strength." Our scripture today will be taken from Psalms 119, verse 114. And it reads, "You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word." Today, God is reminding us that we can trust Him and have refuge in Him, because He's our strength. So we can remember that He's our refuge and put hope in Him, trust Him, depend upon Him, and let His will be done in our life. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are so grateful and thankful for all that you have done for us. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us thus far, for covering us under your blood, for keeping us safe from danger seen and unseen. Lord, we thank you for everything, for another day that you have made, for waking us up this morning with a mind and a heart to worship you, a mind and a heart to praise you, a mind and a heart to glorify and honor your holy name. Father, we thank you for reminding us that there's nothing impossible for you. And because of that, God, we can come before you, because you are our refuge. You are our strength. You are a God who is able to do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think of. And because of that, today, God, we are praying and seeking you, because you are our refuge. God, we can take comfort in you, knowing that, God, you will keep us safe from danger seen and unseen. Knowing, God, you will help us to withstand every trouble, trials, or temptation that comes our way. You promise, God, to help us. You promise, God, to protect us. You promise to be our way maker. You promise to be our problem solver. And because of that, today, God, we can have refuge in you. We can have comfort in you. We don't have to give up on you. We don't have to let go of you. We can stay encouraged, stay motivated, stay ensured, knowing that God can do for us more than we could ever ask or think of. And so, God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for being our refuge. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for watching over us, God. And for being our shield, God. We can relax on you, rely on you, knowing that, God, you are taking care of us, God. Your promise, God, that you will be our way maker. Your promise, God, to comfort us. And God, because you are a shield, we can rest on you, knowing that you will take care of us. And we don't have to worry about the problem and the trials and the temptation that comes our way. We can just remove, oh God, our focus from the things of this world and put our focus upon you, because God, you are able to do abundantly above all that we could ask or think of. And because of that, God, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. Help us to rejoice and be glad in it. And as we go through this day, God, we pray that you cover us under your blood. Oh God, keep us safe from everything seen and unseen. Help us not to give up on you, not to let go of you, not to get discouraged and, God, lose our focus on the God who is God, who is able to do abundantly above all that we could ask or think of. And so, Lord, we thank you for everything. And Lord, we are asking you, God, to help us, Lord God, to trust you like we should. Oh God, put our hope in you, hope in your word, that what you say, God, you will not stop saying it. What you say, you will accomplish. What you say, you are able to do. What you promise, God, you will take care of us if we just rest on you, depend upon you, surrender to you. Let our life, God, be given to you. And because of that, God, we can have comfort in you. We can relax in you. We can let go of the things of this world as we go through this day, God. Help us not to focus on all the issues that this day have in store, the issues that the world have in store, but help us to focus on a God who is able to do abundantly for us, Lord Jesus. Help us, God, to remember that you're a God who's able to keep us safe from danger, seen and unseen. You're able, God, to do more for us than we can do for ourselves, because you are our refuge and our strength. You are our refuge and our shield maker. You are our hope, our provider, the God who woke us up this morning with a desire to praise him, the God who kept us on our way so that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. We don't have to give up. We don't have to get discouraged. We don't have to give up on you. But God, we can trust you even when things are not perfect. We can believe you because God, you are God and you will never fail us. You'll never let us fall, because you will do great things in our life if we just surrender to you. What you promised, God, you are able to do. And all we have to do is stay encouraged, stay motivated, depend upon you, and not get caught up in the world and the things of this world. Oh, Father God, help each and every one who are listening to this podcast. Oh, God, I'm praying that the power of God will move upon everyone, will encourage everyone, motivate everyone. Keep all of us, God, rooted in you. Oh, God, keep all of us trusting you. Help us to have strength in your word, strength in you, because you are God. And because of that, God, we can know that if we hope in your word will never fail us. It will never give up on us, because you are able to do all the great things in this world. Oh God, as we go through this day, I'm praying, Lord God, that you go ahead of us and prosper us throughout this day. Help each and everyone who's traveling. Help each and everyone who's working. Help each and everyone, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, who's staying at home. Help each and everyone who's at your church, God. Wherever your people are today, I'm asking you, God, to help intervene in each and every one of our life, God. And as you have promised, God, to keep us safe from danger seen and unseen, help us to trust you, depend upon you, and believe that you are our refuge. You are our shield. And we can hope in you because of the word that you have said unto us. And so, God, we are thanking you. We are trusting you. We are believing you, because you have never failed us, God. So many have passed away, but you have never failed. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that's why we got up this morning with a mind and a heart to rejoice, because you have never failed us. I thank you for everything, and help us to keep on rejoicing, keep on trusting you, keep on believing you, and keep on taking you at your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for another prayer. Hallelujah. And for everyone who are listening to this podcast, we thank you for each and every one of them. And Lord, all those who are calling upon you, we thank you. Help us to have a great day. And I want to bless everyone who are listening to this podcast. God is able to do abundantly above all we could ask for. So have a blessed day. And we'll pray again tomorrow. God bless.